USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Police in Monterey Park, California are still looking for a motive in the Lunar New Year shooting that left 10 dead and 10 injured Saturday night. And the citizens of that mostly Asian Los Angeles suburb are trying to cope.
I think that people are in shock. They're in disbelief that something like this would happen here.
Monterey Park Mayor Henry Lowe, there's been suggestions it was a domestic dispute, but no official confirmation. The Gun Violence Archives labels Monterey Park the 35th mass shooting so far this year. The 36th happened last night in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. A dozen people were wounded, but nobody killed. Ukraine may be closer to getting what could be a game-changing weapon, German-made Leopard tanks. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Bill Taylor says it would make a huge difference in the battle to reclaim parts of the East lost to Russia.
The weapons that are going into Ukraine from NATO allies will enable the Ukrainians to push the Russians back out of the country. At least back out of Donbass. They'll push them out of Donbass.
Germany has so far refused to send Leopard tanks to Ukraine or allow other NATO countries to send their Leopards until now. Germany's defense minister says it will not object should Poland make a formal request to do so. The U.S. and Israel have begun a huge live-fire military exercise that involves thousands of troops, a dozen ships, and nearly 150 aircraft. Defense officials say it's another sign the U.S. has Israel's back. House Republicans again demanding something that the Secret Service says doesn't exist. Visitor logs for President Biden's private residence. This after a word that agents searching the Biden home in Delaware at the president's invitation found another dozen classified documents. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries is formally recommending that Intelligence Committee members Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell stay on the panel. Speaker Kevin McCarthy's vowed to deny seats to the two. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
So how many people did Twitter actually lay off? New internal records show it was about 80% of its workforce. That leaves about 1,300 people with only about 500 full-time engineers. The high cost of eggs has created a new opportunity, smuggling eggs into the USA from Mexico.
We've seen about a 300% increase in the interceptions of fresh eggs.
But Rick Pauza with Customs and Border Protection in Laredo, Texas says there's a problem with that.
Fresh eggs are prohibited from entry into the United States.
That's because eggs can carry all kinds of animal diseases. And if you're caught, it can get real expensive, real fast.
Someone who fails to declare eggs, they face an initial fine of $300. And if there's multiple violations, that fine can increase to $1,000.
Even so, they keep coming across the border as eggs on grocery shelves in the USA hit $10 a dozen or more. Speaking of animals and diseases, a new once-a-day pill promises to make life easier for cats suffering from diabetes. For many years, the only treatment has been insulin shots twice a day. That's led to a lot of cats being put down. A new pill called Bexacat was approved last month and should be available in the coming weeks. But one caveat, the feline diabetes pill is only for newly diagnosed cats. It cannot be used on cats that have already been on the insulin shots. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.